Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me in the studio, Chris Williams. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing excellent today. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited you're here. Dr. Sherry Keffer's here.
Hey, great to be with all of you. I'm with the whole man team today. This is awesome.
The boys club.
The boys
club. That's right.
Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio also. And if this is our last day this week of doing a little different kind of program. We're talking about support for New Life. We're going to begin the program by talking about our 30th anniversary. And all of us were there last weekend at our 30th anniversary. Great to see some of our supporters and listeners there. But if you want to join us today, it's a little bit different. If you have a story about New Life, you want to share why you support New Life or something that has happened because of New Life, we would appreciate you doing that. And you can do that at 1-800-229-3000. Now, one of the people from Salem Broadcasting was at our 30th anniversary, Chris Gould. Actually, he drove 4 hours. I couldn't believe it. And one of the things he said when he saw the panel that we have that's doing radio and that, you know, some ministries, they've got people, well, like one ministry, the guy's dead and he's still doing radio. We have youth coming up. We've got new life coming up. And he was very confident about that. But we loved that 30th anniversary, and everybody loved what you shared, Chris, and what you shared, Sherry. And wasn't it great just to be with people that were all kind of like mind and wanting to help others and celebrate that.
Yeah, we're very rarely, if ever, other than like the Christmas party, in the same room together. And I was just unbelievably grateful to be a part of this ministry, to be a part of this team. And I really meant that. I shared that part of my greatest joy and what I get the most out of it is learning from the experts that I get to sit with. And it is just it was a huge honor. It's a ton of fun. Great show. Show up for the people that were there. There was a ton of people there. It was great to see.
And I have one word that I would say. I would say extravagant.
Mm.
When you think about standing and meeting person after person,
yes,
after person after, yeah, person, and hearing their stories on things that they heard on the radio and how that shook up their paradigm and,
yeah,
they made some changes, or conferences that they've been through. There was a couple there that had gone to Women in the Battle and Every Man's Battle, and they... I brought them up to you, Larry, because they were a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They had turned,
yeah,
the pornography problem around,
right,
and they were both in recovery and taking it really seriously. And this guy, I could see the lightness on his heart. There,
yep,
there had been some life change in both of them, and they were moving forward, and they just talked to me and told me their story. And
we were there that night because it's been 30 years of that.
Yeah.
30 years of people's lives being different. It's been the ministry has evolved from clinics and doing things in hospitals and the psych wards to these radio program and workshops and what we do now. But 30 years, you know, I just want to remind our audience of that. That's a long time and a lot
it really
of life
is.
Change.
It is, and I know it sounds weird, but we feel like we're just getting started. We've got so many great things going on, and we want your help. You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. We are grateful for every time we get to be on radio. It's a privilege. It's an honor. We don't take it lightly. We know not everybody gets to have this kind of audience. And so thanks to all of you who have supported us through the years to let us do this.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to go right to the phones, and let's talk with Lynn. We love getting to hear her story. I think you will too. Lynn, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve and Sherry, and thank you so much for everything you guys do. I just want to say congratulations on your 30th anniversary also. I was at the celebration and just overwhelmed with everybody's testimony on stage and just the love in the room. I wanted to say that I'll try and do this without crying.
It's okay if you do.
You've been so incredible. I'll try to be brief, but I didn't know about New Life until the spring of 2016 when my husband and I were parked in a parking lot. We were just kind of looking for a radio station and trying to find a place to eat, and we turned on our local station, KKLA, and New Life Live was on, and I don't remember what caught my attention, but I told my husband after listening to the program, wow, this is a really good station, and I've been listening ever since. I heard you guys talk about the Life Recovery Conference, and out of curiosity, I registered and I went. And I didn't know what I was going to. I didn't know why. I knew I needed to go. I remember meeting you, Steve, and also Misty, for the first time. And I was so excited about what I had heard about being in recovery from a Christian perspective and how to get through that and all the support that New Life has. That I remember walking up to both of you after and introducing myself, and I must have bulldozed you with all my enthusiasm because I was so excited, but you guys were just so kind and so approachable that really left an impression on me. So I ended up also registering for Take Your Life Back. I heard about that. And the reason is I never felt worthy, and I never felt respected or honored growing up. I came from a family of abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and my birth mother adopted me at a year and a half, or gave me up for adoption. So abandonment has really been a trigger for me. So when I went to Take Your Life Back, I had a wonderful counselor named Trina. And this is what blew me away. I had no idea what I was in for. She took us up to the presidential suite for our small group meetings. Now, that may sound kind of weird, like, oh, whatever, but I never felt worthy of ever being in a presidential suite. And the amount of joy and compassion and understanding that Trina gave me really set my recovery in full force, just heading on, you know. It just really started getting going. Then there was a snowball effect that happened. I went to to, while I was at Take Your Life, you were up on stage, Steve, and you gave your testimony, and you said just a few words, and I heard, so I hired a trauma therapist. And so I thought, trauma therapist? What's that? I said that out loud, and a gal behind me leaned forward and said, there's a trauma therapist in the back of the room. Go talk to her. And so I thought, okay. So on the break, I went and talked to her. It turned out to be Julie Davis, one of your counselors.
We love and Julie.
She's wonderful. So I flew up to work with her in Northern California for 2 to 3 days, really intense work on therapy in trauma, which, you know, again, I didn't even know existed. So I want to thank you for just mentioning that. And then the last thing I want to go over with my testimony is going to Living Light and meeting Alice Benton. That was an absolute incredible experience. I needed to work on my eating since I'm an emotional eater, but I didn't realize what I was going to get in return was a counselor in my small group that listened to every single detail that we said about our own personal stories, and she repeated back our stories, and she wasn't even writing notes. She wasn't taking down notes. I never felt so cared for and loved in my entire life as I do when I go to these wonderful conferences. And I volunteered for New Life in the Lake Forest office because of what I have received from all of you. And each person that donates, even $5, somebody in the office in Lake Forest calls that person. I'm blown away by this. Even $5 donation calls them and says, thank you so much for your donation. Now, who does that?
We do.
You like this. Yeah, you do. You do. And, you know, you guys are such a joy to be around, to listen to. I have to pinch myself sometimes to make myself remember. I didn't even know who this New Life Ministries was 3 years ago. I happened to stumble on this radio station. So I'm a New Life Club member for life, and I must say, through my journey that I've gone through, it's been very difficult. But when I've hit a stumbling block and I've run into some financial trouble, I have applied for a scholarship, and you guys have come through for me. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being there. When nobody else will be there for me, New Life is there. Mm. I'm just grateful forever. You guys are awesome.
Well, Lynn, I can't thank you enough for sharing about New Life like that. And I'm hoping that somebody hearing this, maybe they didn't know some of this stuff, that they might respond to what you've said, and that they might become part of Club New Life or a one-time gift too. But I want to say this. Every step of the way that we have encountered you, you have had a spirit of willingness to do whatever you could do. Amen. You were listening for things. You weren't at that place of arrogance that so often we, each of us, are at, saying, oh, I know everything about me, no one knows anything. You'd hear something, and then you'd find out about it, and then you'd do something about it. And that willingness, that humble willingness, one of the things we teach in every one of our conferences, it has brought you a long way. And so while you're honoring us, and we are so grateful for that, I honor you, because all along the way, we have watched a woman who went from very insecure, it seemed, very maybe even confused about certain things in life. We've watched you become a confident communicator. I don't know that anybody's ever done a better job of sharing their story than what you've just done there. And it's been fantastic to see that develop in you. And I can't thank you enough for sharing with us here today.
And one part of Lynn's story that I know that she hasn't shared, it's a real little thing, but it's a big thing about why we're doing this. She just stumbled across our radio station.
That's right.
Sitting in a car with her husband. And You know, if this radio stay, if this program was not on the air, who knows what Lynn's life would be like today, how different it would be.
And I was thinking that she was suffering in silence. Mm-hmm. She was carrying abandonment, abuse, mm-hmm. and shame, and she didn't even have a name for it.
Right.
That's true suffering. Yeah. And what was awesome, Lynn, about your story is that you go from shame and abuse to worthiness and joy. That is going from death to life.
Amen.
And the other thing I just have to highlight is that you mentioned Trina and Julie and Dr. Benton. And I mean, that's always the thing I'm amazed at when I go to the conferences is the level of expertise a part of this network is
absolutely
staggering. And so, I mean, you hear a few of us on the radio, but we just represent a small number of the multitude of New Life Network counselors. And I just want to, my plea out there is that when you're giving to New Life, it's not that you're sending some money away to feel good about yourself. You are partnering deeply in life transformation. People mm-hmm. going from places of spiritual death to spiritual life where they didn't have a pathway before, now they have a pathway.
And thank you for saying when you give, not if you give.
No, when you give. You. When you give, yeah. Absolutely. Because it really is. We're active participants in the mm-hmm. kingdom of life, in mm-hmm. the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to say this. Lynn listened to the program. She called, and we provided scholarship. Now, there are two things. Some of you only listen and you don't call us about coming to an intensive because you think, I just don't have the money to do that. If you'll call us, let us see if we can get a scholarship for you, and you might be on the air talking in the way that Lynn has talked at a future date. Of course, the other thing is we need folks to help us with those scholarships. You know, I don't know what mm-hmm. the total is, but about $250,000 a year, people, we help folks that don't have the resources to do it. And so I hope that maybe Lynn would inspire some to give, maybe inspire others to come alongside here and make a scholarship or call and get a scholarship. But whatever it is, whether you need help or you want to help, Lynn's, she's on both sides of it. And that's what we love to see. And it happens so often. People get help, and then they really get motivated to help us. And we're so grateful for all of that.
Lynn also mentioned that she's a Club New Life member. So mm-hmm. I'd like to just encourage folks, that's another way to give. We need some extra gifts right now, so I don't want to divert too far from that because our need is pretty significant right now, and we could really use help with gifts of every size, $5 to $500, everything in between or more. But that monthly giving that is automatic, it just makes such a huge difference. And if we can grow that, we've been working at it all year, and we're making good strides in increasing our monthly income from that. But we need to continue that. So if you would call our 800 number and ask about Club New Life, ask what it is, ask what we about our thank you gift, ask about our video library, and ask about there's other benefits to joining that club. It would be a big help.
And it's really what keeps us on the air. I mean, I think that's what's so amazing. Lynn, we met for the first time the other night. And when I said Abundance started the program, I can see your face right now. And I remember our conversation. And what I love about you in particular, and Steve was right, your willingness, because you had shared with me that even now you're doing some EMDR, right? You're going deeper with Dr. Benton, with Alice. And you know, I remember the day, y'all, when we didn't even talk about EMDR, right? Mm-hmm. This was some years ago. Or the brain. And so one thing I love about what we're doing is we're bringing cutting-edge tools to help you, Lynn, and others get down into those deep roots of pain, right? Deep mm-hmm. wounds need deep healing. But you're a testimony of that. And it all started with the radio. I mean, that's absolutely. You wouldn't even be in Dr. Benton's office today doing the EMDR if you hadn't have heard that radio. And that's why the New Life, you know, listeners, that's why Club New Life is so, you know, such a necessity.
Well, the reason we're doing the program is because of radio. Mm-hmm. We had the executives from Salem come down to the office and say to us, hey, you're a favorite program. Ron Walters was telling me the other day, there's a bump in the middle of the day when it's not drive time, when New Life comes on. So the door's open for us to increase our reach for more people. But costs have increased, and we've got to cover those costs. And if we don't cover those costs, then that door of opportunity is closing. So many people have been full of grace for this ministry, full of generosity for this ministry. And I'm just asking you to come right alongside them and help us. And, you know, a lot of people say, I know if I help you, it's just going to be such a blessing to other people. Rarely do they realize what a blessing it's going to be to them, but it will be. You'll be part of every transformed life.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and this is our third day. And first day, we played this testimony of Raj, and it was so emotional, so powerful. We played it again yesterday, and the response was great. And I want to play it again. Now, let me tell you one of the reasons I love this. I've been to India twice, and I met a man there named Dr. Thomas Guanamutu, and he probably is closer to being Jesus on earth today than any person I've ever met. I love that country. I love that man. And so when Raj came to our intimacy in marriage and I met him and found out he was from India, I was drawn to him. And then he got up on the stage, and this is what he said.
I wanted to share the impact this organization, New Life, has had over me, my life, and my marriage in the course of this year. Hmm. I originally come from India. I'm sure my accent gave it away. I grew up with a lot of pornography addiction. It was just prevalent there, and I'm entering this marriage assuming that watching porn is just normal for men and marriage is going to fix it. I mean, you just get sex anytime, no restrictions, and that's the solution. But little did I know how naive I was. As soon as I got married, my behaviors, my actions did not change, and I came to my senses that I need to fix myself. That's when I started seeking some answers. I read the book, Every Man's Battle, which said, hey, there's also a workshop we do, which is called Every Man's Battle. And so I went to the Every Man's Battle workshop, and in all transparency, I am not of Christian faith, but I wanted to go in because here are a group of guys and girls, they're trying to teach something, and I want to learn what's behind there. What are they trying to teach? There's something valuable there. And I, in fact, even before I registered for the workshop, I called in and I checked, hey, I want to make sure I'm not a Christian. Can I still come in and attend? And the lady was very sweet, kind. She said, yes, you're welcome. I mean, we're not, it's Christian based, you should know that, but anybody's welcome. And I show up there, and my whole definition of sex, sexuality was so distorted in my head. He just put it all together. He fixed my head. And then we decided that a good next step for us is to come here to this workshop as a couple and learn what is marriage, what's the right way to do it. And you all have no idea how grateful I feel for what you have done for me, for my family, for my marriage, and for my future. And I don't think I can ever say enough words or do enough for you to say how grateful I am.
Wow.
Well, you know, Raj so says powerful. He's not a believer yet, and we pray for him, and we're so excited. But we see this over and over, that many people that would not be part of something a Christian ministry is doing because they don't have the Christian faith, they come to us because they're in need, and then things like this happen.
And Raj said he wanted to see what was behind all this, and he learned two things. He learned what was behind his pain and what caused him to run to sex as his drug of choice, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But he also learned that what was behind this was the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And he probably doesn't know how much he's relied on that or how much that's been invoked in him, but I think he will. But my appeal is, think about this. A guy reads a book, then he learns of the workshop, so he goes to the workshop, and he's impressed. So he brings his wife to the next workshop, and doubly impressed. And then he goes back home, and he signs up for Sustained Victory, and he said that part of his testimony that we didn't hear here was that the coach in Sustained Victory was the counselor in his workshop, Doug Barnes. And he says, that man is my mentor.
Wow. It's a good mentor to have. Yeah. Doug is a great mentor to have.
So, and then he goes home, and then he signs up for Club New Life, and he is supporting New Life Ministries as a non-Christian because of what he experienced throughout the whole thing.
That's what truth will do to a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't appeal to you enough if you're listening. This is what New Life does. We present the gospel in person. Lives are changed. I get speechless sometimes. It's so amazing. But Raj is just kind of covers the base. And if you can support that, if that means something to you, if that doesn't mean something to you, I need you to get a heart and have a change of mind. Because what Raj experienced is Jesus in action.
Yeah.
And we support that. We believe in that. That's what we base everything we do on. And we need your support. We need it in a big way. We need it in a little way. It doesn't matter whether it's $5, $10, $100, whatever. God measures your heart. So if you would just give with a sense of sacrifice and a sense of love, it will be multiplied just like the fishes and loaves. And
well, and just to add in, Raj did say he came to his senses.
Yeah.
That's the exact line of the prodigal.
Yeah.
Raj is
wow,
Raj. Raj is on his way home.
Oh, I love that.
To the
Chris.
Love of God.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of new life.
That's
the
huge,
hound
Chris.
Of heaven smelled him out in India and is bringing him home.
That's yeah. so
beautiful.
Great. So
well,
great.
Call
thanks
us. For reminding us of that, Chris, because it isn't just about new life. It's about new life.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes.
And
invested in new life.
And we just want to continue to spread the news.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. 1-800-229-3000. I want you to hear one of the impacts of this program. His name is Charles. Listen to his testimony.
I don't know if you remember me a couple weeks ago. I called you guys. I struggled with suicidal thoughts.
Veteran. Oh, yeah, that was, we were talking about suicide that day. That's right. Wow.
I just wanted to say to whoever's listening that you guys saved my life.
Wow.
How's that? What happened?
I was just in a really bad place that day, and talking to you guys really helped me out.
Hmm.
I've got a great wife who's very supportive. I listen to you guys every day. Just something about your program touches me every day. No matter what it's about, it does. I just want people out there to know that calling in does help. Talking to somebody that can relate to what you're dealing with helps.
Well, I'm so thankful,
Charles,
that
yeah.
you called.
Thank you so much.
That you have some hope. Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're asking for help. We want to be there when the next Charles doesn't know where to go, where to turn. You can turn to us if you'll help us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Jeannie, how you doing?
Good. I want to thank you so much for your show. I've gotten so much out of it and all the resources. I was in a small group for Changes That Heal. We studied that book. And it helped me to forgive my family and others and release me from depression, anger, and anxiety. I'm a victim of rape and molestation, all sorts of things. And your books and your show really helped me. I read the book Boundaries. It taught me limits for self-protection and lessened my anxiety. I read your Life Recovery Bible every day, and it helps me apply God's Word to my life. And it's very healing. And your show has really helped me to understand therapy and taken away my fear of it and helped my therapy sessions to be more productive. It helps me see solutions to life's issues that I could put into practice. Thank you for getting me unstuck from all the effects of the trauma in my life and helping me to move forward in my life.
Thank you for calling. And here you are now encouraging other people. I'm going to send you this little brand new 100 days of character here. It'll help you. It goes right alongside Life Recovery Bible. We just got them in. And anybody else, you know, a gift of any amount, we'll send you 100 days of prayer, or you could even ask for the new one, 100 days of character. It's a devotional book, and it's just our way of saying thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, I am an example of benefiting from this radio program, because my wife, at a very, very difficult time, she was hurting, and she tuned into this program, and she'd kind of thought all her life that counseling was for somebody else. You know, many people raised that way, and she heard the folks on the program, and she started to think, if that's what Christian counseling is all about, perhaps, you know, I could benefit from it. And she started going, and of course now she's facilitating support groups, recovery groups, for other women in our church. She works in the discipleship area with our senior pastor's wife. And it all began, this transformation with her, listening to the program. And I wouldn't be married to her. I wouldn't have these amazing children with her if it wasn't for this program. And many of you would say the same thing. It's because of the program that your marriage is together, or you met somebody that understood what you've been through, or you recovered to where once you met that person, you were ready for them. And I just hope and pray, if that's your situation, and you've never given before, maybe today would be the very day you could start.
The other thing I like about Jeannie, thank you for calling, is that she talked about the power of a group and the power of studying a book and going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we do is we help folks start groups, find groups, do groups, because the power of the group is amazing.
It really is.
It's what changes people.
Well, and it's so right, Larry. It's about connection. Because even in your case, Jeannie, having the shame, right, of the molestation and the shame that comes with being raped, the very act of being in a circle of folks that are loving and kind and in a process of healing helps to just shed the shame and feel more safely connected with others. So it's huge.
Well, and our relational wounds will not be healed in isolation.
Right.
Our relational wounds need relational healing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think so many people are living in shame today, and they're like me. You know, you think that's what God wants you to do. Feel bad, feel horrible. And what God wants you to do is accept that gift that Jesus gave us on the cross, and live free, not in shame. Then, once we're free of the shame, then we can start to build character. And all of our programs are about building character. Even if you've been delivered miraculously for something, nobody gets delivered into instant character. You need a path and a process. You need help. And that's what we're here for, even in those miraculous cases.
You know, we talked in the last segment a little bit about airtime in Salem, communications and cost. And our we don't talk about this much, but I just wanted to say that all of our airtime costs, which is Salem and other stations as well, on a daily basis, it's depending on the number of days in the month and if there's any little things with stations going on, it's going to be about $7,500 a day that we have to pay.
That's just crazy.
Broadcast.
Wow.
So when we, you know, and that drip in that bucket is going every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So when we come to the air and ask for support, It's to keep the program on the air, but we want to keep the program on the air because of the effect of the program on people's lives. That's the bottom line. And in order to do that, it does take money, and we wish it didn't. So if you can help us with that, maybe you could support a day. Maybe you could support a minute or two or 10 minutes. Or maybe it's your station in your city. Or maybe you just join Club New Life. That's whatever you can do. We're just asking you to do whatever. It's not difficult. You can just call 800-NEW-LIFE. You could go online to newlife.com. New Life has an app. If you go to the App Store and do New Life Ministries, look for the tree with the brain in it. That's our logo. And you can give on the app.
You know, yeah. I'm just sitting here. I wrote the numbers down, Larry, and I'm thinking, in 5 days, this amount of money, it's not like we're buying a car a week. That's $40,000 a week. Yeah. We could have 52 cars in our parking lot or change lives, but there's this push. But that's the equivalent mm-hmm. of having to pay for a vehicle cash per week. That's what it costs for us to be on the air. But it's not about having property. It's about changing lives. But it requires that much money.
And it drives me nuts this time of the year as we're looking at elections and midterms and things. That when I hear the amount of money that is spent on political mm-hmm. campaigns,
yeah.
and when if one donor would give to us what they give to this guy or the other guy, it would solve so much of our issues.
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Well, I want to encourage people to support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you 100 days of prayer, our way of saying thank you. But here's the bottom line for me. We can help people, we can write books, we can do workshops. But there are people out there, all they have is the radio program. Mm-hmm. That's it. All they have. They listen, they hear what we're saying to somebody else, and then they apply it to their life, and then the process of growth begins. The Holy Spirit works in their life, and it starts with the broadcast. So just, if you could help us, not only to cover the cost of where we are today, but if this can work, then we can reach out to other places where there simply is nothing or someone has no resources on a weekly basis to get help. That's what we want to see happen. We need your help, and you can do it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I think about some of the places where we've gone off the air and people have said to me, mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't know what it would be like when we would try to turn it on and you wouldn't be there. Well, we never want that to ever happen again.
We want the opposite. We want to grow and expand our footprint.
We're at a crossroads here, and we just ask you, if the Holy Spirit is leading you. You know, we want you to support your church. We support the church. But after that, if you could help us in whatever way possible, we would be so grateful. And the people that you hear getting help and giving their testimonies, now you're part of every one of those testimonies, every one of those gifts. The phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, the website, newlife.com. If you have the app, you can give there. It's so easy. If you don't have the app, download that also. Maybe this is the day to give for the first time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing. I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Larry Sonnenberg, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams. We want your help. We need your help. But I want to hear from another person who has been helped by New Life. Larry?
We're going to talk to Harold in Pensacola, Florida.
Hey, Harold.
WEGS.
Harold, how you doing? You doing okay?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
You're doing all right. What do you want to share today?
Well, I just want to share that I've been listening to you guys for about a year. And I'm retired. I'm 72 years old, but I live out in I work outside of my shop, and I do woodworking and stuff. And I'm one of the little people, I guess, out here. But I decided about 8 months ago that I could $4 a day.
All right.
And you guys, wow. $30 a month.
Thank you.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like myself that needs to just pick up the phone and call you guys. And I know how much you do. I listen to your program a lot to know that how many people are being helped by what you do. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been a Christian for a long time. And I give to my church, but I can still give to a program like you guys run. And it is absolutely wonderful what you guys do.
Harold,
a lot of people out there could do the same thing if they just pick up the phone. And $1 a day is not too much for anybody out there to help those people that really need the help. And I thank you for everything you guys do.
Thank you so much.
Your call made my day, Harold. Yeah,
absolutely.
I just love that. The guy in Social Security gives to his church, but still gives to New Life.
Well, and Harold, thank you for making us matter in your world. Mm. I'm just picturing you out there in the wood shop. I love doing woodwork, too. But I'm picturing you out there listening, and you're listening for change, and you want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of what's happening here, and we are honored that you've done that.
Yeah, and I hope, again, somebody hears what Harold has had to say, and it inspires you to come alongside and be a partner with us, and we're so grateful when somebody does that.
Steve, I think we might have time for one more quick call.
Let's
you okay
do it.
With that?
Okay.
Let's talk to Patty in Buena Park. She listens on KKLA. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hey, guys. This is Patty. I just wanted to make a quick call and definitely vouch for you guys. I started listening to your show in mid-December. I was drinking. I didn't think it was any big deal. I listen at work at lunch to kind of escape from the people, too many people. And I'm always interested in psychology. You guys just said the key words that just clicked with me. I was able to start tithing to you. The Lord moved me to do that, and I believe it was February. From that point, I became a Club New Life member and
stopped drinking.
I don't know how many months it's been now, but I just wanted to let you know. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
Every weekend at Mariners Church, and I was at your 30th year anniversary.
Well,
and
thank you.
Wow, Patty. Hey, Patty, you know what? You are the very reason we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's you.
That's right.
It's awesome.
And Patty does something really critically important. And as we're giving advice or we're leading people or guiding people, she heard it and put it into practice.
Yeah.
And it's made all the difference.
So if you're listening right now and you just heard Patty, right, and you heard Harold and you heard all the other calls today, I would just ask that you do what Harold does, right? Just think about a dollar a day and how he gives to his church, but he says, no, I want to be a part of life change and become one of our Club New Life listeners. That's what I would love to invite our folks to do.
And we want to keep speaking to people in their wood shops. We want to keep speaking to people in their cars at lunch.
Yeah.
We want to keep speaking to truckers and mothers and fathers. We want to keep this on the air so that God can use it, so that more people who struggle with really serious problems can find freedom and that they can return to health and return to the life that God has for them.
Yeah. So true. And, we cannot do it without you. The listener.
I don't know what the tipping point is for somebody who has never given to give, but if you're listening today and you've heard these calls and you've heard Raj, I hope we've met that tipping point for you so that you might go from being somebody who had no intention of giving to giving, because there's a spiritual thing about giving that makes a difference in your life, as well as the people that benefit from what we do here on the air, workshops, the books, the counseling network. It's just a full plate that we have, and we want to keep it going. And if we don't get support, we can't keep it going. We don't want to reduce our audience and our reach. We want to expand it, and we have to take care of some past invoices and bills that are sitting a little too long on the desk. And with your help, we can do this. And I just can't thank everybody enough who has given. The Club New Life members that give every month, God bless you. So,
Jesus said this when asked, what's the most important thing? He says, well, you want to love God with everything that you have. And then he said, number two, but equal. So it's number two, but equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. And a lot of times you say, well, how could I do that? Here's how. You could love your neighbor by supporting this ministry and letting us speak truth and grace and hope into your neighbor's life. That neighbor might be in Europe. We've had people listen all over the world. That neighbor might be right across the street. If you could help us, we would be so grateful. It is a way to fulfill what Jesus said was the equally and second most important thing to do. Paul said, you know, if I don't have love, what do I really have? I'm worth nothing if I do a lot of stuff, but I don't have love. And another way to show love is to support us and let us bring a message of transformation, hope, redemption, and healing where people are really hurting. We'll say thank you. If you join Club New Life, the benefits are amazing. The video library, all the different things there. A one-time gift, I'll send you 100 Days of Prayer. It's a devotional book that has really moved so many people. It will help you, and it will be a meaningful time for 100 days, and it transforms you. Do anything like that for 100 days, it makes a big difference. But we're at this place where we've got to ask you to help us too. If you are part of our giving family, if you could come alongside us with more, if you have never given, that could make all the difference in the world. And all we're asking you to do is ask God, what is it? Should I give? Could I give? Is there room in all that I'm doing to be a supporter of this ministry? And if so, you call us at 1-800 N-E-W-L-I-F-E, or you go to newlife.com, or you can do it on the app there, and you can get the app at the app store there on your phone or your computer. This is a ministry that was started with two people saying, I want to give you some money to start an organization to help people with severe problems from a Christian perspective. We've been doing that ever since 1988. Our 30th year. And if you could help us in our 30th year, what a celebration that would be. I know God will bless you. I don't know how God will bless you, but I know that blessing will come. It's a simple number. We claimed it before any of the other folks called New Life could. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And it's a simple URL. We claimed that one too. NewLife.com. Click, call, let us know you're with us, support us, and we'll be grateful. We know God will bless you too. Thank you, Larry, Sherry. Thank you, Chris. Thanks to all of you who support, listen, watch, and pray for us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.